Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. The company most famous for legendary Silicon Valley in-office perks, namely Google, is facing a struggle with its internal employees about returning back to these famously cushy offices. Google employees are due back into their offices this September, but many are not happy about it. And some are even threatening to quit if they're not allowed to permanently work from home, according to reports. While other tech firms such as Microsoft and Twitter have announced plans to allow employees to work from home permanently, Google has resisted going fully remote, and employees there said there's an increasing sense of frustration among a large faction of the workforce. But there's a lot of uncertainty. The Google CEO, Sundar Pichai, has made other hints that Google is considering a flexible setup when employees return, but questions remain about remote work, and they're continually brought up in internal meetings, according to insider reports. And there are other benefits to working from home to organizations. Again, let's talk about Google. In their Q1 results, they reported that their spending on travel, entertainment, and other expenses was reduced by $268 million in the first quarter as a result of COVID-19 restrictions. Annualize that number and you're talking about $1 billion of reduced expenses by having employees work from home. It will be interesting to see how things pan out at Google. It does seem like they are planning to bring most people back to the workplace. They're even working on some new technology to make that return to work easier. They've created a special prototype of a hot desk that will remember each user's individual preferences, things like desk height, tilt of the monitor, temperature of their surroundings, and even display individual family photos on a Nest Hub device that's attached to the workstation. But it's truly interesting times when even the most cushy, perk-filled, free food-filled offices such as Google's are facing some difficulties in convincing people to come back to them. We'll keep following the return to work stories on the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. That's it for the show today. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.